I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys Small Screen Scares, a mini-series where three cowardly friends discuss horror television. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watch The Haunting of Hill House, Episode 5, The Bent Neck Lady.
Before we dive too far in, I've written a note here just on this episode. And I'm going to read it out just as it is. Mm. Bent Neck Lady is truly, truly awful. I hate it and her so much I want to die.
That's the note?
That's the whole note.
Can I share the only note I wrote on this episode?
Yes.
This is by far the scariest fucking episode. I hate it.
Yes. It is. It is.
And I stand by that.
It's the scariest episode in the whole
show. It's also one of the most heartbreaking.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Now. Our now.
Yeah.
You've had four episodes to learn about other members of the family, and in all of them, she's always the kind of positive
light. She's the sunbeam.
Yeah. She's the sunbeam. She's obviously dead, so they're all mourning her.
Yeah.
And just to see her go from being happy Nell to just Nell who goes back to Hill House.
Right.
I tell you what, I love Mike Flanagan. I love what he does. I love this show. It's great. The creators of this show, they treat Nell so badly,
yeah,
and it hurts so much.
It does.
You understand why they have to do it, because she's the heart of the show.
Yep.
You have to care about her in order to care about everything else that comes next.
Yeah.
But what she goes through, the fact that she gets like a moment of happiness and he dies.
Yeah. Horribly.
And in the worst way. She's having a night terror paralysis thing, so she can't move and he's just dead.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, it's just...
And he's the one person who listened to her and...
The only person who believed her.
And helped her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, let's just get right into it. So that's sleep paralysis. So obviously, we've had... In our through our Scaredy Stories episodes, we've had a number of people who have written in and described sleep paralysis. And obviously, we're aware of it. It sounds awful.
Yeah.
Seeing that on screen, it took everything from inside me not to look away. It was one of the hardest things I've had to watch.
Yeah.
And it just makes me even more empathetic for people who actually do suffer this, because it's torture. And like, fucking great acting again from her, because it broke me. It was so heart-crushing.
And the fact that he gets her out of it, like you see it, yes, he does it, and then it happens again. And you're like, okay, he's going to get, oh no, he's going to have a stroke and die.
Yep.
And she's not going to be able to do anything. Yeah. And she's just... It's just awful. You literally watch someone go from being okay. And I think that's the worst part, is when you see her happy at that wedding and you know where the show ends up.
Because
it's episode fucking 5.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
The wedding scenes are so nice.
Yeah.
They're so like,
even
nice.
Even Steve's a good boy.
Yep.
Like, he just loves his sister and he's great and he's smiling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Everyone's happy at the wedding.
Yep. They're making fun of Sheryl.
Yep.
Yeah, we get some scenes that are just there to show niceness.
Yep.
To show that Steve did care about Nell great deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until she crashed his book signing and just is broken because she's just, not okay.
For me, I don't know how you guys feel, but the bent neck lady is the scariest part of this series.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the worst one by a fucking 100%. Mile. And you get to the end of this, and it's not really scary anymore. Once you find that it is now,
the history
then
of it.
Anytime you see her again or it's referenced again, it's just heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
That's our now.
And by that point, from once you learn that Nell is the bent neck lady, every time you see the bent neck lady after this, it's just clearly Nell.
Yeah.
Which is somehow worse because you're like, oh, she's right there.
And on that, there are still a couple of big fucking spooks coming in this series.
Yeah.
But it never again for me reached the scary heights that it did.
Okay.
So, yeah, the bent neck lady was like a pressure release.
Yes.
After that episode, it was like...
Right. Whew. Well, yeah, like last episode we talked about, you know, what makes a ghost scary. And I purposely didn't talk about the bent neck lady because I knew we'd talk about it this episode.
Yeah.
But also because it was by far the scariest one.
Yep.
The name is awful. I remember ages ago when you guys were telling me how good this show was, how terrifying it was, how I should watch it. And one of you said bent neck lady. I'm like, well, that's it. I'm definitely not watching it then. I can't watch a show that has a ghost called the bent neck lady. That's horrific.
It's horrible.
And then you see, and like every time she appears, it's often jump scary.
Yep.
It's, and then when it lingers, it's even worse. Like, it really does do well to make you terrified of the bent neck lady.
Yep.
And then the reveal of it's her and we're seeing her jump cut through, back through time, all the way back to the first
fall
one.
Fall through time, basically.
Fall through time. Yeah. I literally got goosebumps, and not out of fear, out of just shock and amazement. Like, just that it was perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah. Perfect, it was perfect, and it's so horrible.
Yes. Yep.
It's why when she's been in the house too, she's, and this happens sort of in later episodes, there's just bits where she's like missing or they can't find her, or she's like having weird moments where she's not experiencing things. And even when she's starting to sort of lose it after Arthur dies and she kind of just falls apart, it's because, you know, she's worried about Luke because he's dead, but that doesn't happen. Like, all the events that she's worried about are just like, she's all jumbled up because she's being haunted by the ghost of herself,
yeah.
And that's of course that whole horrific thing where you see it in one chronology where she's at the foot of the bed and the bent neck lady is screaming at her as a child,
yeah.
And then of course when you see it the other way, it's that she's realized what's happening and she's screaming,
yeah.
And like,
yeah, she's saying no.
That reveal where she's asleep on the couch, mum gets up and leaves, and then you just zoom in on Nell's face and it slowly it doesn't do a jump scare. It doesn't like pan up to like, this is, he's a ghost monster.
It's worse, yeah.
Just zooms out and slowly rotates the camera so that you see the bent neck lady hanging over the couch, just muttering no.
Yeah.
And I've got chills.
Yeah, you just gave me chills too. Yeah.
It's horrific. This is the scariest. It's not the biggest jump scare in this show by
any stage,
but it is easily the scariest stuff.
Yep.
This whole episode is just, you cannot relax because at any point she's going to see the bent neck lady.
Yeah, I would say bent neck lady is the scariest thing for the Scaredy Boys show, for the whole thing we've done.
Yeah.
Every movie we've done, it's the scariest thing.
And then when they take away the fear, they just, like you said, Sean, they just replace it with sadness.
Well, that's the thing. So this show is a great balance of horror and heart. And then I think after episode 5, the balance shifts to more towards heart. There's still horror and spooks, but it never reaches, I think, the scary, scary heights of pre-bent neck lady.
Well, on her being the scariest thing we've ever encountered in Scaredy Boys, something interesting about horror television that we obviously haven't experienced is that normally in an hour and a half to 2 hours, it's over.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I haven't watched much horror television. It's this and the first episode of Bly Manor. And I kind of stopped myself there. But yeah, it's sticking with you. You don't get answers. You don't get the relief in that hour and a half. It took us 5 hours to get this. And then, like you said, it's only replaced with sadness anyway.
Yeah.
But this is the power of television.
Yeah.
Is that, especially quality television like this, it's a longer story. So it stays with you for longer.
Oh, definitely.
And you watch a couple of episodes and you go about and keep living your day, but you don't have that resolve anymore. It sticks with, it's literally a ghost haunting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's like The Woman in Black, but stretched over 5 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, because in episode one, she wakes up, it's the bent neck lady, and you don't see the bent neck lady.
Yeah. Even just the origin of the name, she's kind of like, oh, it was kind of like a bent neck lady.
Yeah.
And as soon as you hear that, you go, oh, it's revolting. Fuck.
Yeah. And then as the show progresses and you realize they're showing each family member's sort of horror moment.
Yeah.
You know that when they show Nell, they're going to have to show you the fucking bent neck lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that that episode opens with that night in bed that we remember because we've seen the dad come in and tell her it's just a little spill, which I fucking love that line.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
I don't think I mentioned it in that first episode, but she's just a spill.
Yes.
Like your dreams spill out.
And that comes up again when she has the first meeting with Arthur.
Yeah.
Who's like the sleep doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. And he says, sometimes, you know, things come out in our dreams. She's like, oh, a little spill. And he's like, what is she? She's like, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, he's good too.
Fantastic.
Yes.
He believes her.
Yeah.
And he loves her. And
and even like the speed their little love story takes, but I was all in.
Oh, it's cute. Like the music. It's a beautiful little montage.
Yeah.
Because you care because you've had 5 episodes to care about Nell.
Yeah.
And you want her to be happy.
You've also had 5 episodes of her being tortured. Like already it has never, none of it's been great.
Yeah. It's fucked. And then of course you learn about her connection with Luke, how she's the one to drive him. And we were talking last week that heartbreaking beat where he makes her buy drugs.
So that he can get well.
Yeah, you know? That's so rough.
And just, she does it because someone's got to.
Yeah.
She's the only one left that believes in him.
Yeah. Mm.
And this happens a bit later on, but it kind of connects to this. There's that beautiful moment during a eulogy when he's like, go in there and get my brother back.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's good shit.
Yeah, it really
that's
was.
Good shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, she just, it's just beautiful stuff, this whole episode with her.
Yeah.
And all the things that she does. And you care. You actually end up caring about the rest of the family because of this episode with Nell. Because
what's the power of Nell?
Yeah.
You see the best of them after you've seen them not great. And then even you have that throwaway line of like episode 2 or 1 where Theo's like, oh, we haven't spoken since LA.
Right.
And like, oh, and then you get that moment in LA where all she wants is for Theo to be like, your husband's still alive.
Yeah.
And she can't do it.
No.
Because he's not there because it's not Hill House.
So brutal, man. Yeah.
Ugh!
Another thing I want to talk about, her therapist.
Yeah.
What do we think's going on?
He's not real.
You think
I'm
not real?
I'm convinced. Yeah. Just the way he's lit, the fact that Theo's like, he sounds like he's no good. And before you see her at the therapist for the first time, you see her pouring pills down the drain.
Right.
Yeah. And you pointed out, Tom, he is lit in a similar fashion to the way Olivia is for a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's just a different lighting on her than people she's in a scene with.
Yeah.
He asks weird questions and sometimes cunty questions.
And he leads her down a weird path. Really,
Where his
advice is, don't worry about anything else. You should just go back to the house, which is like exactly what the house wants.
Right. That's what a haunted house would say.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Theo, who's a psychologist, is like, he's a fucking quack.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Anytime she hears about his advice, she thinks it's ridiculous. Yes. So that kind of leads to that as well, I guess. Mm.
Yeah. And there's that great line where he describes the house as just a carcass.
Yeah.
But then in the first episode, we get that line.
That the house is a body?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
It's just a dead carcass in the woods.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great imagery too.
Mm.
The writing in this is fantastic.
I'm now just thinking about it and I might have to go to an episode, this episode, and scroll to that because I wonder if I'm remembering this the way that therapist office is.
Mm.
I think there's a window in that back part. I reckon that might even be the layout of the... it could be layout of the red room.
I wonder if it's the layout of the playroom.
Yeah, which is the red room.
Is the playroom the red room? Yeah.
The way it changes for each of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like the layout of her playroom.
Mm.
Yeah, it could well
maybe.
Be.
But yeah, my gut feel is that he's not real.
Yeah.
He's not giving her any advice.
Yeah.
And eventually leads her to Hill House where you get the most heartbreaking 10 minutes leading up to her death, which is she pulls up, says it's just a dead carcass in the woods. And then you finally, we've had the reverse shot, but you finally get the shot of the house waking up as she pulls up and then the porch light flashing twice.
Yes. Yep. And then like the dancing scene, but we get to see what she sees.
Yep.
Leading all the way up to the last thing I wanted to talk about, which is Olivia, the mum, waiting for her. And everything in you wants it to stop. Everything just wants it to, like, you know how this ends, but I just want it to stop. And she puts the necklace around her neck.
Yep. Finally gives it to her. This will be yours one day when I'm gone.
It's so awful. And then the push, that push she does.
It's horrible.
Yep.
It's so horrible.
The dance is... It's fucking hard. This episode is a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Even just the little... I love the little subtle things, like she's dancing and the family, they're all there.
Mm.
And then the ghosts are there too. The ghosts of the house.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's like, it doesn't linger on it. The camera just moves past.
Yeah.
No one's watching it.
And she gets a moment where I think she kind of gets to hear the things she wants to hear from all the family.
Exactly right. She gets all the beat, all the things she wanted from each of them one by one. And your heart breaks for her.
Yeah, House gives her everything she wanted.
Yeah.
And the only cost is everything that she has.
Yeah.
It's fucked. What a rude show. Honestly. Kill Steve, motherfucker.
Welcome to the We Hate Stephen Crane podcast.
So we are at the midpoint of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've hit that midpoint. It's hit us hard. So midpoint, typically the way I like to think of it is you get that original answer. So we find out what happened to her and now we've got to deal with the ramifications of it.
Yeah. How did the rest of the family respond to the fact that the house took now?
Yeah. That's for next episode. That is all the scare talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you'd like to email us, you can do so at 3scaredboys@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Twitter at @scaredyboys. Or individually, I'm at @middaypajamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Orchardtrade.
Stay scared, everyone.
What a rude show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.